Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back.
I'm so happy to be here. 14th, February 14th, every year it comes. All of us, we're looking forward to Valentine's Day. It gives us a chance to express our love to the people that are important to us. It gives us a chance to be spreading a lot more joy and happiness. For me, Valentine's Day is important. Look at all the roses, all the gifts, all the heart-shaped chocolates, heart-shaped gifts, flowers. It's just fantastic to go out there and experience the joy of Valentine's Day. Now, of course, as a manifestation coach, my main question is, how come someone is not calling me on Valentine's Day? We will talk about this in the segment on soulmate manifestation, which is love and sex, which will be coming up after work and career. Today, we will talk about what these important days mean to us so far as soulmate manifestation is concerned, how to deal with it, how to continue manifesting love in our life, whether it is one particular person or if it's love in general. So watch out for the soulmate manifestation segment, that which I call sex and love. You are the source of it all. Inside you is a very powerful light. And this light is working for you. This light is there for you. You can feel the power within you spreading to everywhere and everything. We're trying to tell you that the joyful manifestation process is here to help you. It's here to make you feel happy, to make you feel joyful. That's what we're all asking for, and that's what we're all here for. That is joyful manifestation. Coming to this joyful manifestation process, if you feel that something is not working for you, it could be that the power inside you is not that strong right now. That's what it really means. That the light within you has dulled a bit, has dimmed a bit, and it's not as strong as it really should be. If you feel that the power within you is not strong and that you need to work on the power within you and let this power go out and touch whatever life areas that you need to touch. This power within you is actually the vibration of joy. And it is so powerful that lower vibrations cannot win or even survive in its light. When you become a joyful manifester, you will find that you will live in a space of joy and your mind will feel good about itself and life in general. And when you feel good, you become well situated to attract good to yourself. If you were physically lost somewhere, if you could just connect to your joy, you would manifest being found again. This power within you, the nature of this power is joy, and it is joyful. If you think of a light bulb and the light within the light bulb, if the light bulb is covered, light cannot shine through the bulb. Finding your joy and letting that joy shine out is going to be hard. Today, we are going to spend a lot more time on love and sex, the soulmate manifestation part. I'm keeping the introduction to joyful manifestation a little brief. We will be stepping right now into money and career. We can take a 2 or 3 minute break listen to some music, and we will get directly into the part on money and career so that we can spend more time on love and soulmate manifestation. Hold on tight.
Champagne, yeah, my money insane, yeah, I'm making it rain, but I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here, this much is my time of year, if I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks, I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that, then it's not my swag, but I don't want it bad, man, I was on this, but now I'm on to that, you see, I'm in my closet, for a song to rap, was either in or out, now I'm going bad, man, I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm.
Bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder. Well, I'm going mad, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is. You gotta do, that's your job. Don't hate, but that's no prob. So hey, fuck 'em, don't need nothing from 'em. So sucking, but the they claiming don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, I'm being one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most don't see.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is. The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is.
Work, 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 work.
This is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We are taking a little bit more time on money and career, love and sex, that's soulmate manifestation today. My introduction to Joyful Manifestation was a little bit brief today. I think I need a few more minutes. These two very, very important topics. The first part of the show where I was talking about you being the source of it all, and the source is within you. You are the source because you are the soul, that part of God that is manifesting its life here on earth, on the physical plane. If you are the source of it all, just think about it. If you are the source of it all, why is there a problem in creating and managing your life areas? If you are that part of God
that very, very important part of God, there should be no problem, because anything that you think of should just manifest all by itself. This is a truth that people have forgotten. That is why there is so much of a problem in manifesting life the way we want it. If we got into touch with this truth that we are the source and that we are God incarnated in this physical body, then the problems that happen in manifestation should and will reduce dramatically. It's only when you think that you are at the mercy of all the forces around you in this world, it's only when you think that everything and everybody has so much control over you and what happens to you, is there a problem. And this problem happens because you, me, all of us have forgotten who we really are. So what we do is we think that we're just this human body. We think that we're just this personality, and that is why things happen to us. If we forget who we really are, that we are God incarnated in this body, if we forget that very, very important truth, that is when all problems start to happen. We become desperate, we become scared, we become fearful, and we become this little piece of dust. See, this little thing at the mercy of all the forces, and we become helpless. And we literally get kicked around. Literally get kicked around. All of this happens only because we, you, all of us, have forgotten who we really are. Who and what we really are is the source that actually goes out and manifests everything all around us. I was looking at the news, I think today or yesterday, just a little bit of news, because I personally don't like to watch news because it just has a lot of negative stuff being thrown at us about what is happening in this world. This happened to this one, that happened to that one. Everything goes bad, literally, when we start a day looking and processing all of this information, and then we forget that we are the source here to enjoy this life, to have a wonderful life experience in this wonderful human body of ours. We just forget it all. We go into this reality where we are convinced that somebody else's truth is now our truth, and what happens to someone else is going to happen to us. This is a segment where we want to connect this part of it, us being the source, how, as the source of it all, can we manifest more money into our life? I always think of my money coming from the bank of God. According to me, the bank of God, again, God is whoever you think God is. It's not my version of God. It's not somebody else's version of God, but it is your version of God. And if you think of God, you know, the source, you're the source, God is the source. And if you think of all of this, the source energy, manifesting money in your life, giving you all of this money, then if you think of this being the bank of God, then the bank of God must be unlimited. It has vast potential. There is no ceiling on the bank of God. God is not trying to be selfish and give you less than what you deserve. Here we are. We're the source. You're part of the bigger source, then we have access to all of the sources, resources. That's a bank of God. And if you think of it this way, then all of the money in the world must belong to you. All right? Then there is no need to crimp around and feel as if you have any left. I know a lot of people say, but if we want somebody else's money, or if we want a part of the resources or a large part of the resources, then there's going to be less for somebody else. The truth is that because these resources are vast and they are unlimited, you basically can have a large portion of it and nobody else gets deprived of this money. Because it's never-ending supply of abundance. Literally, the bank of God has a never-ending supply of abundance. No matter how much is given to you, somebody else is not going to be deprived. You basically can have a vast portion of it, and there's always plenty for someone else. Where your money manifestation is concerned, if you can come from this place of there being no limit on the amount of money that can be given to you, just because the amount of money that is available in the universe is vast and it's plentiful. You can have a large part of it. It will never get over. It just keeps continuing. This takes you away from the place of feeling selfish and greedy. Guess what? You're not selfish. You're not greedy. Nobody is selfish and nobody is greedy, because there is nothing like you are going to finish up the resources, even if you have plenty of it. If you come from this mindset that there is plenty available, then what happens is that you will find that a lot of jobs open up for you. Your business starts to do really, really well. There's plenty of money coming your way. You do not have to worry that your contracts are going to somebody else or that you're taking somebody else's contracts away from them. You just continue working and walking on your path, and all of this money can come to you. Let's say that you are at a fair and at an exhibition. You have a small little booth to which a lot of customers are going to come and buy your particular product. Say there are 20 other booths selling the same product, selling exactly the same product. If you intend that you want to get 2,000 customers, 200 customers, whatever is the number that you can think of, guess what? You will get that 200 customers, you will get those 2,000 customers, or whatever number that you can think of, and you're not taking anything away from anybody. The reason being that the universe will manifest enough for everybody. Then it all depends on somebody else's luck, if they're lucky on that particular day to get rich. And if it's your luck to get rich on that particular day, then all of these people can walk up to your counter, buy whatever you have. And you're not taking anything from anybody else. It's all coming to you. This is also another way of saying that you have reached or aligned yourself to the source of abundance, and it is flowing to you. It really doesn't matter whether everybody else in the other booths are getting enough customers or not. You have to go on from the place of striking it rich that day, imagining yourself answering questions, imagining yourself selling a lot of products, imagining all of these people walking up to you and asking to buy your product. If you can do this, then all of this money flows to you, and you do not have to feel bad and you do not have to feel guilty about taking away food from somebody else's mouth. This world, this whole universe is there just to support you, and it is there just to support your feelings of abundance. Now, having said this, we want to spend a little bit more time on love and soulmate manifestation today. So we're taking a short break. You can listen to some music before we get into the soulmate manifestation, the love and sex section of the show. Hold on tight.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop.
Yeah.
One more taste of what I got.
Uh-huh.
I'll have to spend it on you, guys.
Come on.
Keep going till you hit the spot.
Whoa. You can have it your way. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a nympho, I'll be a nympho. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how sprung I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have you spending all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Girl, what we do.
Just between me and you,
yeah. Give it to me, baby. Nice and slow. Climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, her lights off, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne can. Paint. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hello. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're entering the very important segment on sex and love. I received a lot of calls asking me to talk about why it is that somebody cannot call us on Valentine's Day, on an important day. When you're missing your lover, when you're missing your best friend, when you're missing your soulmate, that's when you want them to call you. That's when you want somebody to appreciate you and to let you know that I'm thinking of you. Because that's what you're supposed to do on Valentine's Day. That is to let someone know that we're thinking of them. Why is it that on these special days that we don't receive the call that we want to receive from someone that we love? here's something that you can think of. If you are in a place where you're already comfortable with a person that you love, and you're having a good flow of energy with this person, then getting a call on Valentine's Day, getting greetings on Valentine's Day, is not difficult. It's pretty easy. It's only when we are not sure of where we are with somebody, that's when there is a block that can be created because of us being unsure. That's when hearing the voice of the one that we really, really love becomes very, very difficult for us. So given that, if you could let go of any expectations that you could have towards somebody, let go of the fact that this person calling you and letting that he or she loves you, it's not going to make or break your relationship for the rest of your life. There are many more years left where this person that you love, can prove to you that he does love you. Valentine's Day is really important. Okay, it is important for a lot of people. However, it is not life or death. It is not. If someone hasn't called you on this special day, and it would have been great if they did, but if someone did not contact you, if someone did not acknowledge you on this special day, trust me, it just means that you're still not aligned to receiving the benefit of your wonderful soulmate relationship, and that there are many, many, many more years in which you can get aligned, and this person will show you that he or she does love you. In the meantime, take a deep breath. Don't feel bad about it, because life is not over. This does not make or break your soulmate relationship. Your soulmate relationship will continue to become better and better as you work on it. Now, one thing about energy is, for that energy to reach you, for someone to say, I love you on the special day, give you the flowers, chocolate, take you out on a wonderful day, for this energy to happen for you, the energy should have been developed and ready. If it hasn't reached you yet on this special day, it just means that the energy is still being created. It's still not completely working as it should work. That is why you haven't seen the benefit of somebody's love towards you on the special day. It does not mean that you're not loved. Trust me, you are loved. Your soulmate really, really loves you and is probably thinking of you. The energy could be choppy. It may not be a continuous flow. It may be on and off. There still may be some push and pull. It's not completely ready for you to receive the benefit. Like I said before, it doesn't mean that your love is not true, and it doesn't mean your soulmate does not love you. Let's say your soulmate has another relationship. Maybe he or she is living out the last few months with somebody else. That person is getting out of a previous soulmate contract. When that happens, this person, your soulmate, could be giving his or her attention to someone else because, well, it's a formality. He is working out the last few days, weeks, years, or whatever it is, last bit of the love contract with this other person. It may be that he or she is not able to switch over completely and fully to you yet. there are so many scenarios. A person may not be giving you what you really want on a particular day. If you could just give it a little bit of time, give it a little bit of benefit of doubt, then you will see that your soulmate relationship will become better. And maybe by next Valentine's Day or by next, it could be that there is another important day, this person would be ready to give you what you really wanted. It just means it's not ready for you yet, but it's still on its way and it is coming. Your soulmate cannot go away from you. He or she is there for you. He or she is not lost. And if you feel sometimes that your soulmate is gone, he's lost, and you're never going to hear from him again, if you're a man, then you're thinking of the woman. If you ever feel that somebody is lost to you, sometimes it may just be that the person is temporarily lost, but it doesn't mean that he's completely gone or she's completely gone. It's a case of something being hidden from you. It doesn't mean that it's lost. It's gone forever. Keeping hope, keeping faith is one of very important requirements. Can I use the word requirements of soulmate manifestation? Keeping your hope, keeping your faith, knowing that something is not lost. It's not gone from you. There is nothing and there is nobody, there is no power that can take it away from you. Now, you might be thinking, what is she talking about? I've lost so many people in the past. People have gone away from me. I have had failed relationships. And what is she talking about? How can she come on this show and then say, oh, this person's not gone. He or she's going to come back to you. Okay, that's not my real voice. Guess what? That's because there is something working for you now. You are using the joyful manifestation process. You are using soulmate manifestation. You will end up getting what you want because the past is past. It's over. It's gone. There are many patterns of behavior that you might have worked on these past few years. You might be a better person. Okay, you were always a good person, but there may be better techniques and methods that you have to deal with situations. If you worked on yourself, if you know that you're a better version of who you were, that you are bringing in more joyful energy into your life, then it is time that you get what you want. It is time that the universe works with you and gives you something that you've always wanted all your life. Maybe it's time that you're not going to lose somebody. Maybe we can shift the thinking in you where you think that every man you meet is going to walk away from you. Every woman you meet is not going to love you fully. Now, just because I'm saying, okay, man to woman, woman to man, this also includes same-sex relationships. I work with a lot of people who are in same-sex relationships, and guess what? It's the same thing. It doesn't matter if you're a man and man, woman and woman. You feel the same way about a person, whether you belong to the same sex or whether you belong to the opposite sex. This show, the Joyful Manifestation Show, is for everybody. There is no such thing as, oh, only man and woman, woman and man. It can be same-sex relationships also. If you could start to think that the person that you love loves you too, and this time around, you are not going to lose the person, and that he or she is going to be there for you and is waiting for you to get aligned to him or her. Sometimes soulmates wait for you. Sometimes we're not ready for our soulmates. Sometimes they come into our lives and we're not fully cooked. Sometimes we're dealing with past relationships. We're getting out of past relationships. who are also sending us energy, which is working against us. There are so many things that could be happening. It just could be that either you're not ready for your soulmate, or your soulmate is not fully ready for you. And then what you have to do is start getting ready. And guess what? Your soulmate will wait for you. He or she knows that there is still incomplete work. He or she knows that you're not completely there. You need a bit of time to get aligned to this person. Soulmates have a way of connecting to you, and they know what you're thinking. They know what you're feeling. Sometimes, okay, they may guess incorrectly, but most times they have a sense of where you are with regards to a relationship, and they work with you energetically to help you get adjusted to this new environment. If you think about it as a particular atmosphere, either you are going to have to get adjusted to your soulmate's atmosphere, or he has to do a bit of adjustment to your atmosphere. And as you both adjust with each other, you both get aligned with each other, and then you both come together in this wonderful mating session, amazing dance of love. Having said that, if you feel that your soulmate is not ready, just like he or she could wait for you if he or she thinks that you're not ready, how about spending a little bit of time waiting for your special man or woman? Maybe he or she is not ready, and you give this person the benefit of doubt, and you let this person take his time to get ready for you. Every time, it's not that everybody is ready at the same time. Different people take different time. Leaving your soulmate relationship or letting go of it just because you think someone's not ready, it's like moving to another man, another man, another man, another woman, another woman, another woman. And you keep doing that. You wait for a little bit. The person's not ready. You're moving on, you're moving on, you're moving on. Life is just spent moving on from one person to another. I'm talking of situations where you've met somebody and you've spent some time and you're waiting for them. I'm not talking of situations that are 20 years old, 15 years old, 10 years old, and you have worked out your karma with each other and you have gotten married or lived with each other for a very, very long time. I'm not talking of that, because you've had an ample amount of time to work it out with someone that you have been in a relationship with for a very, very long time. I'm talking of those situations where you haven't really had a chance to know each other, where you haven't really had a chance to be in a proper relationship and show each other how much you love the other person and how much you can do for the other person. I'm talking of those situations. If you feel that somebody is not ready for you and that you need to spend a little bit of time waiting for this person and working concretely with this person using the soulmate manifestation process, then you will find that the benefits of waiting for this person, using the soulmate manifestation process, and having this person reflect who you are and where you are reflected back to you, you will find that it is actually very, very rewarding, and that you do not have to keep moving on from one person to another person just because something is not ready for you yet. Soulmate manifestation, basically, soulmate reflects who you are at any point. And so let's say that you feel confident that you are pretty, you're attractive. It doesn't matter what you look like. I'm no judge. I'm no judge of you. But if you feel confident that you're pretty, you're attractive, you're a good person, you're enthusiastic, you feel that you're successful, or at least are on the path of success, that you are going to be useful to your soulmate, maybe you may bring him abundance, maybe you may bring her abundance, Maybe your soulmate might bring you good health. If you feel that you are useful and you are good for your soulmate, whatever you feel is going to be reflected back to you by your soulmate. He or she is going to think the same thing that you think about yourself. So if you think you're fantastic, he or she is going to think that you're fantastic, because this is the energy that you're going to give out. This is your mindset, and he or she is going to reflect it back to you. Your soulmate is your mirror. Anytime that you feel that you're not good enough, sometimes what happens, your soulmate might work with you to make you feel that you're good enough, but at other times, he or she may reflect back negative energy. When they're reflecting back negative energy to you, you have to think that this is not a situation where your soulmate doesn't love you. He or she does love you. It's just that he or she has this duty or responsibility to reflect back to you what you're projecting. And that's like a big hint. Right there, it's a big hint. It doesn't mean that your soulmate doesn't love you. It just means that he's telling you, this is what you're putting out, and this is what I'm telling you you're putting out. giving out where energy is concerned, projecting. Let me use the word projecting. So this is what you're projecting, and I'm telling you this is what you're projecting. If you want me to reflect something different to you, you might have to start projecting something different, because I'm going to tell you exactly what you're projecting to me. Your soulmate is like looking into a mirror that's very, very clear. Now, sometimes this mirror is cruel. It's true. Sometimes your soulmate can be cruel to you. And this mirror might say, you're looking really ugly today. It doesn't mean that your soulmate is trying to be cruel to you. It just means that there's something going on, something that your soul is releasing, some energy shift that is happening, something that you're giving out that is being received incorrectly or received correctly, whichever way it is. And then you go back to yourself, work on yourself, and start projecting another energy. As you start doing that and you start to feel happy and joyful, you get into this joyful manifestation energy, this is what you're going to be projecting towards your soulmate. And your soulmate reflects it back to you and saying, wow, that's a vast improvement. I think I can breathe now. Because you've just stopped projecting all of this stuff at me. You're creating all these blocks. I can't even come towards you. Even if I want to walk towards you, I just can't do it. And this is what happens, where you kind of let your soulmate know that you have all of these abilities to project what he wants to see or what she wants to see towards you. Now, having said that, we are approaching the end of our show. We will meet again 2 weeks later, exactly 2 weeks later. And we can continue talking about the joyful manifestation process and the soulmate manifestation process. Have a wonderful next 2 weeks, and hoping to talk to you again. Thank you, and have a wonderful rest of the day.